Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone. Hello. We're so glad to have you tuning in to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting right here from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. We're just excited for all of our listeners from all across the world wide web. Thank you so much. Big shout out, certainly, to our faithful listeners in Richmond and Georgia and Illinois and Memphis and Philly and Alaska and all across. We're so glad you tune in every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we bring you phenomenal and outstanding shows. And certainly today is no exception. I have a wonderful show lined up for you. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The segment is called Where Are the Happily Married Men? Oh, my goodness. And my guests are in the studio right now with me on the line. I'm going to bring them on in just a moment. We're just excited. Listen, to stay up to date to all of the great shows and everything that we have going on here at the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, you want to make sure you join my official website and join my email list. You want to go to www.mitchell-productions.com. Again, that's www.mitchell-productions.com. I send you one email once a week and let you know about all of the guests that are coming on. All right, so the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And again, this particular segment is so interesting. Let me tell you how I came up with this particular segment. You know, there's so much in the media and we hear in radio and TV and just everywhere about, you know, the divorce rate or deadbeat dads or, oh, my goodness, men cheating and why they cheating, all that kind of abusive relationships and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, you know what? I was sitting one day and I was reading someone's bio on their website. And usually at the end of a bio, it'll say, you know, John Doe is married to, you know, Cindy Doe. They have two kids, live in Pasadena, California. And this particular person, this gentleman's bio, he said, you know, John Doe is happily married to, you know, so-and-so. And I sat there, I said, where are the happily married men? So I handpicked a panel, and we're going to go ahead and get this party started. I think you all are ready. I think you're ready. Listen, let me introduce my panel right now. Hailing from Richmond, Virginia, this brother, he's just mad cool. He's just cool. When you see him, he's just cool. His lovely wife, Tavia, was on my show, What Do Women Want? Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the mic, welcome Nolan Griffin. Welcome to the show, Nolan.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
How are you doing today?
Great, great.
We're looking to hear some great things from you, so thank you for joining us. All right, ladies and gentlemen, my next gentleman is also from Richmond, Virginia, by way of Cape Charles. Holla, Cape Charles. He's the pastor of Word and Life Ministries. Coming to the mic is Pastor Wayne Dixon. Pastor Wayne, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you so much. How are you doing today?
I am fabulous. I'm telling you, when I sent out my e-blasts and press releases, I could see people just clicking and opening it up, and they're like, oh, my God, this topic is going to be hot. I even had one young lady, she responded. She said, I'm glad you found some happily married men. So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, they are out there, and we're going to talk to them right now. We have another guest that will be popping in a little bit later, and so we will tell you about him. So let's go ahead and actually get started. And, Pastor Wayne, I'm going to come to you first. Do you think, you know, the average man wants to be married or single?
Married.
Okay, good. And do you think that what are basically the characteristics you think of a happily married man? What does that look like? What does that mean to a man to be happily married?
Well, Charvette, I believe one of the characteristics are the man really wants to be a provider for his family, for his spouse, and if they have kids, for the family. I know that is very important to me, just to be able to provide different things, the daily necessities and some of their wants. That is, it makes me very happy when I'm able to provide those things for my family.
Outstanding. I know another listener wrote in and said, you can't have a happy husband without having a happy wife, right?
That's correct. That is totally correct.
Great. So, Nolan, I'm going to come to you. Let's kind of set a little bit of foundation, because certainly we want to talk about healthy relationships. Can there be happiness without healthiness? So what is a healthy relationship from a male perspective, in your opinion?
Well, I think a healthy relationship starts with a firm spiritual foundation. I think the man has to have a good understanding of God and how God relates to him and how he relates to God. I think that's the foundation of anything. Even though I myself am a born-again Christian, I'm not going to relegate it just to being a born-again Christian. You can be a Muslim or whatever your religion is, but you have to have some type of strong spiritual foundation where you are relying on something other than yourself. Now, of course, I'm going to recommend Jesus.
Right.
I'm born-again Christian. But I think you have to have that foundation where you can relate to God and he can relate to you. I think that's above else everything. And it has to be genuine, because a lot of people say God, God, but they don't have a relationship.
All right.
That's the key.
Great. So that's the baseline for healthy relationships. Are there other things, other cues that will help someone know that they're in a healthy relationship or that they're not in a healthy relationship?
Sure. I think there has to be mutual respect and commitment on both ends. And really, with a healthy relationship, I think for most men, I agree with Pastor Dixon there, that they want to be married, but they also want to be married with a woman who can understand our pride issue, because mm-hmm. every man wants to feel like he is the man.
Mm-hmm.
And even if your wife corrects you, if she needs to be able to correct you in a way where you still come out feeling you are still the man. Yeah, you made mistakes, but you're still the man.
Oh,
so
right.
That mutual respect and commitment. I'm a little iffy about people say love or commitment. I think they go hand in hand, but ultimately there'll be some days you may wake up and don't feel as much love as you think you should,
mm-hmm.
and your commitment say, I'm going to stay because I'm committed to this. This is not something I just jump in and out.
Right.
And in today's society, we're so easily jumping in and out of stuff. I think the health of your relationship is determined by how committed you are to stay in the good and the bad.
All right.
Because it's not always good times.
Well said, well said. All right, so let me ask, either one of you can answer this question. What scares men about marriage? What scares men about marriage or commitment?
Pastor, you first.
We just freestyling. Wow. We just chatting.
I was trying to think of what scares men about. Well, I married young, so I don't. I didn't face that when I chose to get married. So
okay.
I was trying to think in someone else's shoes. I guess some of the people that I've spoken with is first and foremost is the commitment.
Mm-hmm.
They're not sure whether they are ready to be committed, or in this society, unfortunately, they're not sure that the partner can be committed to them. And just genuine love. I don't know if they are sure that whether they can love someone for 5 years, 10 years, or 15, and you know, on up to hopefully 50 years, just loving one person. And then I think that goes back to what Brother Nolan was talking about, is that commitment and having that spiritual foundation.
Outstanding, outstanding. Nolan, you want to throw in anything else about what may scare a man about marriage?
I think what may scare about a man about marriage is he's not ready, ultimately. Mm. There is, with any new decision or any new venture, there's a sense of uneasiness, or I'll say butterflies in your stomach. But
mm-hmm.
And it may be a play on words for me, but when it comes down to the point of actually being scared, there's some trepidation, because this is an avenue you've never been in. This is something you say, I'm a, do for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, I think a lot of men feel like they have to settle. And Pastor Dixon, he did it early. I did it later in life. He's been married longer. I've been married shorter.
Uh-huh.
So,
good mixture, different perspective.
Yeah, a little different perspective. So when I, you know, and people say, "Oh, on your way in, you'd be so nervous, nervous, nervous." I wasn't nervous because I knew that this was my choice.
Right.
I didn't settle. I married what I wanted, not what was available.
Wow.
And I think a lot of men feel like they have to marry what's available versus what they want. And you hear a lot of messages to you, well, you may have to settle your members. And my prayer was always, I believe God can give me what I need in the package I want.
All right. Say that again.
My prayer was, I believe God can give me what I need in the package I want.
All right.
So,
all right.
I think that's the scary part. A lot of people feel they may not get what they may get what they need, but may not be in the package they want because men are very visual.
Right. Or they may pick the package
right.
and find out
that it don't have the content.
Right. Oh, you preaching right now. You preaching right now.
No, that's the pastor now.
So this is interesting. So Pastor Wayne, I'm going to kind of jump back to you. So do you think that every man has the capacity or the ability to be happily married, to be a happily married man?
Yes, I believe everyone has the ability to be happily married, but it also depends on what they're going to put into the marriage.
Okay.
Yeah, that is very crucial because you have to go into a marriage being open, and you have to be because you're bringing two separate lives into one house,
mm-hmm.
and you have to, and communication is so very, very, very important. Unfortunately, sometimes we go in looking at the physical and really not recognizing that the physical is really 5% of the marriage, and you need to be able to communicate 95% of the time to really make this thing work.
My goodness. So suffice to say that happily married men are able to communicate and have really grounded themselves in what it takes to communicate with their wives.
That's correct.
All right, good.
Yeah. And that's learned. Because that's not
yes, it is, over time.
Automatically, no. And what we consider communication is not what our wives consider. That's the biggest thing I've learned, that what I consider, well, I'm talking to you all the time, honey.
Uh-huh.
But you, yeah, you're talking,
uh-huh.
But you're not communicating.
Oh.
So, and I recommend people, is a book, I believe I may have the number wrong, but the title, I think, The Five Love Languages.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And it tells you how each person relates, and that really helped your communication.
Good, 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 good. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and this is our segment on Where Are the Happily Married Men? And I am talking to two happily married men I handpicked for this show. I'm talking to Pastor Wayne Dixon and Nolan Griffin, and we are just chitter-chatting with them right now. And actually, I believe I have another guest that's joining the virtual studios. Let me check right now. Brother Sean Harden, do I have you on the line? All right. Perhaps I have a caller that's calling in. 7005?
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good. Do you have a question for our panel today?
Yes, ma'am. A lot of things that they hit on the nose. You know, I was coming in late about the communication and so on and so forth, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not an individual to disagree with that, you know, but I think what happened, men in general are not in touch with their feminine side to
mm-hmm.
understand women, okay? And and I think that is one of the, you know, I come from a family, you know, to this day, you know, they're celebrating 55 years of marriage.
Outstanding.
You know, and I know my father used to tell me of how he went to my grandmother and asked, you know,
mm-hmm.
to take up my mother and so on and so forth. But, you know, for me personally, I think, you know, men, you know, communication is one of the things. But, you know, I see this man cook, clean when my mother was sick and so on and so forth, take care of her, wash her clothes and do the things that, and he still do it to this day at the age he is. And I think men you know, we can't do here. We can't cook, you know, not all of us, but
right.
a lot of us. You know, we cannot do the things that we need to do. I'm a single father.
Okay.
You know, my wife passed away 15 years ago. My daughter was three. The kids, the two boys, 5 and 9.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if I didn't learn, right, and was taught how to do here, how to cook and clean and stuff like that, I would be doing the same thing a lot of men do, is take them to the grandparents or take them to another woman that bring
right.
them to the house at an early age. So we have to understand that getting in touch, you know, with us, I call it the feminine side,
uh-huh.
is not just to sit up here and say that you are less than a man. It just shows you that it takes two, right, to
right.
raise your family. It just don't take one. It's not a 50-50. You know, most women tell me 50-50. I don't deal with that. It's either 100% or 100% or nothing at all.
All right. And I think that makes for a happy marriage. Nolan and Pastor Dixon, would you agree if a man goes in with that concept and that mindset, that everyone shares the responsibility of the household?
Yes, you do have to share the household 100%. In this day and time, again, most houses, the wife and the husband are out working, and
mm-hmm.
you just can't expect the your spouse to do all of the house chores and you come home and lay down. That is an immediate argument starting there. So you have to share the responsibilities of the house.
Great. Well, Carla, we thank you so much for calling in.
Not a problem, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right, Pastor Wayne and Brother Nolan, I think this is a good spot for a quick commercial. When we come back from commercial break, we're going to talk about the role that a wife plays in helping her husband to be a happily married man. We're going to come back and get your thoughts on that. So y'all hang out with me in the studio. And listeners, I'm telling you, we're going to be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
I'm a good driver. I look for cars. I pay attention. I should have seen the little girl in the crosswalk.
Please, look for pedestrians. Stop for them. Think of the impact you could make. A message from the Federal Highway Administration.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
Now, back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks again for tuning in to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting all across the world, right here from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. And we're in our segment, Where Are the Happily Married Men? And I am talking to Pastor Wayne Dixon and Nolan Griffin, who are two happily married men. All right, so Nolan, I'm coming to you right now. Tell me, what, in your opinion, what role does a wife play in helping, really, to help her husband to be a happily married man? What is the wife's role?
Well, I think, it takes two. It's two people working together, communicating. I did, one of the points I did mention earlier is understanding the issue of the man's pride, because every man wants to feel like he's the man.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because I've seen personally, which I always said I didn't want to happen in my house, where folk would have disagreement instead
mm-hmm.
of communicating. You end up hollering at each other, and you attack who he is as a man instead of dealing with the issue at hand. And that's one of the dangers. But communicating and keeping that intact, the other issue, one of the the big glaring issues, 95%, as Wayne said, is the communication, 5% is the physical, and you can't discount that 5%. It's understanding the man's sex drive, need for sex,
mm-hmm.
and even though, well, let me say this, she may not be able to understand it.
Okay.
Because really, I can't understand a woman's menstrual cycle.
Okay.
But I acknowledge it,
uh-huh.
and I accommodate it.
Got it.
So on the flip side, she may never understand a man's sex drive and his need for sex because hers may be different.
Uh-huh.
But as long as she's willing to acknowledge it and in some cases accommodate it, because yet the man has to be sensitive too, that she don't have the same that you have. So you have to, it's a give and take. It's
mm-hmm.
always a give and take. And that's another thing. But the bigger, past that, I didn't want to discount that piece.
Right.
But past that, I think the biggest thing is communication about finances, about in-laws. Now, a lot of this stuff happens in premarital counseling, but it continues in your marriage. There's a continual dialogue. You know, if you want to have children, you got to communicate about that. And one of the biggest issues is that financial piece, because that can break up a lot of people. You have to be open about your finances. And if one is greater at handling it, let the person handle it. But the person that handles it, still be open with the person that's not as great, to let them know where the money is going. I saw, you know, growing up the way I did, I saw a lot of marriages. The husband may die. The woman never paid a bill in her life, don't know
mm-hmm.
where the money, you know. It's about communicating.
Oh, right. Great, great, great. Terrific. I love this dialogue. So listen, I have two things I found on the internet that I want you all to respond to. I was just, as I was researching for the show, I found an online forum where people were able to go in if they were having issues with their relationships. They could go in and post, you know, put a posting and get advice from people. So these are two real-life situations, and I'm curious to hear how you all would respond to these people. So y'all ready? You ready to go?
Ready.
All right. The first one is a woman from New Jersey, again, real life, and the heading of her posting says, "Need advice for communicating with husband. He says I argue." Okay. She says, "We've been married for 10 years. We recently had two kids, kind of back-to-back. One child is 2.5, and the other is 8 months old. I'm a stay-at-home mom with both of them. Since having the kids, we have problems with our communication and have become really disconnected. He says, I argue all the time, but I feel like I am very passive and submissive. I'm very traditional. I feel my calling is to raise the kids and tend to the home," which he also agrees with. "But every time we talk, he says, I argue, and he feels that I devalue his opinion." What advice do you all have for this woman, this particular woman, and, you know, potentially the thousands that she represents?
Well, the little knowledge that we have of the situation, I'm sure there's more to it.
Yes.
But the communications, I would suggest maybe she could pick a time better when to start the conversation. It may not be as soon as he walked through the door. You don't
mm-hmm.
want to start that conversation. You may want to have the dinner first and maybe even put the kids down, and then you can be able to start your conversation. And it's also the tone of the conversation. And maybe instead of throwing 10 things at him,
mm-hmm.
you may just want to choose one or two things to talk about at that moment, so we can get those settled. And then at another time, we could talk about the other issues.
Great. Well said. All right. Nolan, you have anything to add on to that?
Well, it's so stressful. You know, my mind went about 50 different directions.
Yes.
There's so much limited information. I'm
right.
wondering if she truly hears him, because he's saying she's arguing and she thinks she's passive.
So
there's a disconnect there that need to be worked out. He says she devalues his opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't think that. There's a disconnect there. I'm skeptical of this traditional role thing. I understand about the woman being at home, but what does his mind as the man believe his traditional role? Is he coming from the mindset, I'm the man in this house, what says goes, that type of traditional mindset, and you stay home, take care of the kids, I'm the breadwinner? Maybe he feels that I'm the breadwinner. I'm taking care of things.
Mm-hmm.
Why you, you know, why are you bringing this up to me? You know, you handle the house.
All right.
You know, what? It's so many variables to that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I do agree that communication is key. My other question is, if you had two kids back to back, have they gotten away with time by themselves? Have they given the kids to a grandparent and just going away by themselves for a weekend or so and just spend some alone time? And then they can reconnect, you know. You know, why did I, what made me grow to love this woman, you know,
mm-hmm.
and rediscover those things? Because kids, they can upset the, not upset, but they add to the time factor.
Right.
As far as, when you have no kids, it's just you and your spouse. You can spend all the time together. When you have kids, that balance is a little, the balance has changed. That's how I word it. So it's a lot to that. But I think if she's saying, that he's saying, I argue, that she argues.
Uh-huh.
She divides his, and she doesn't think that. That's a disconnect with that communication.
All right. You heard it here first. You heard it here live, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Okay, so this is the next posting. This is a man from California. Again, true story. And the title of his post is, I am totally lost. And this is what he says. I've been married and now am divorced. I did all I could with the marriage, and I did not force my views on her. I simply followed her lead and filled in the gaps. But I still got used. I loved her unconditionally and accepted who and what she was, yet she disrespected me so much that I had to leave. My problem today is this. One day I want to have another relationship and be married, but I am totally lost as to how on earth am I to behave or treat the next woman. Ooh, wow.
Elder Nolan, you go first.
Brother Dolan. Well,
totally
again,
lost.
Again, it's a lot of variables here. The things that make my brain go to thinking, he followed her lead and filled in the gap. Because as the man, you ought to have a vision and you ought to come to the table with a plan. It's not that, and I say that, I know some women get offended when you sort of make those statements. It's not an anti-feminist statement.
Right.
Not anti-woman statement. But I believe that the man is here to house. Ultimately, whatever happened in your home, because I'm born again Christian, I'm coming from that perspective.
Right.
Ultimately, God is going to look at you. You're responsible ultimately for your house. And so you need to be the one that's having a vision of where this is going, instead of following her and filling in the gaps. The other thing that is she sounds sort of passive from what the information she provided. Follow lead, fill in the gap. She disrespected him.
Mm.
It's almost like from the limited information
right.
given me, it's almost like he was a pushover, you know, and she could do as she. So she didn't respect him. He never, you know, he never forced his opinion. It's not about forcing your opinion, but it is about standing for what you believe in. You have to have some type of value system that you stand for that's non-negotiable, you know. And if you don't have that, and she can get you to do anything she wants you to do anytime she wants you to do it, you sort of created that environment.
And she... She's not going to be happy with that long term, so that's
no.
not going to make for a happy marriage, wife or husband.
Mm-hmm. And he's feeling a totally lost. He needs to be mentored. Maybe he needs to find a couple that have been married for a good length of time, at least 10 years or more, that can impart into him and, you know, mentor him and let him know, you know, because did he have a father growing up? Do he know how? Because that was one of my issues. I had a father in the home, but that's all he was.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to look to other men to mentor me and
good
say,
point.
You know, Nolan, you need to change. You need to do, you know, something. I ain't going to do. When I was young, when I get married, I ain't going to do such and such. I'm doing everything I said. I ain't going to do such and such.
So what about his statement? I'm lost as to how to behave or treat the next woman. So get mentoring from someone, but what about that behavior and treating the next woman? So getting that backbone.
Yeah, but that's about a mentor, and that's about it, and that's where he'll learn how to, because he'll be modeling himself after his mentor.
Good.
How to treat her, how to respect her. If he sees his mentor cussing out his wife and hitting up upside the head, that's what he's going to do.
Right.
Hopefully he'll have a positive mentor. That's what we're saying. But if he sees his mentor communicating with his wife, respecting his wife, talking to her respectfully, you know, he'll emulate those same behaviors. So
all
it's
right.
More about modeling the behavior that he's being seen or being taught.
Okay, good. Pastor Wayne, did you want to throw anything in on that particular post, the man from California? I am totally lost.
Yes, there were two things that stood out in that letter that you read, was that he's totally lost and then he wants to get married again. And first of all, I'll take the latter first. He should not even think about getting married again until he fixes what happened in the past, meaning that he has to find himself.
Right.
As a man, to be able to take the lead as the family head. Biblically speaking, the man is the head of the household. So until he's able to, like Elder Nolan said, that to find someone that can mentor him,
mm-hmm.
and to lead and guide him in that direction where he could learn how to lead his family, he shouldn't even think about beginning a new relationship. And then once he's able to gain that relationship where he can be the head of his house, then we could move forward thinking about a new relationship, because unfortunately it's possible that we may repeat the old mistakes unless we glean from our own old mistakes and move forward.
All right. Terrific, terrific, terrific. Woo, ladies and gentlemen, you have heard some off-the-chain wonderful advice from two happily married men. Again, I wanted to take time and spotlight the positive and not the negative, and to say that there are happily married men out there. There are men that are out there that want to be happily married. So ladies that are single, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Just hang on, hang on, hang on. Gentlemen, I certainly have enjoyed you. I do have a final question as we wrap up the show for both of you. I'd like to know, what's something that you know now that you wish you knew before? that helps you to continue to have a happy marriage and to be a happily married man. What's something you know now that you wish you knew maybe in the beginning? And Nolan, I'm gonna let you go first, and I'll let Pastor Wayne wrap this up.
Well, I'll put a lightness to mine.
Okay.
What I wish I knew, I didn't know shopping was a sport. I thought it was an event. And I can't understand how my wife can spend 2 hours in one store. And you know, I like to move around and walk, but I'm I said, you know, me and my naive self, I said, when I get married, I'm going to love my wife so much that I'm going shopping with her at least once a month. I'm not trying to be, you know.
Because
I heard a preacher say, you say you love your wife so much, but you can't even go shopping with her. So I say, well, let me, you know, try and change my behavior.
Uh-huh.
And I'm telling you, it is so draining. After it's over.
To go shopping is draining.
It's draining. I mean, I'm joking here, but I start hallucinating. The walls start caving in. I get dizzy. It's like, and so my wife, periodically she'll ask me to go shop with her, and I'll try, and then by the end I ain't bringing you no more. You just ruin it for me. But I just can't. It's not in me. It's not. And I thought, you know, it was just an event, but it's a sport.
So you would have prepared yourself a little bit differently.
I'm not athletically inclined to shop.
Well, we certainly give a big shout out to your lovely wife, Tavia.
Yeah.
We appreciate her. Yay! And we know that she plays a big, huge part in helping to make you a happily married man. All right. Thank you so much. All right, Pastor Wayne, something that you know now that you wish you maybe you knew in the beginning.
Well, two things that has stood out to me was that, again, I married young, so I really looked at the physical.
Okay.
And also, as a young man, I did not understand how much communication a lady need. So those are the two biggest things that I had to learn over the years that, as was said earlier, the women, the male sex drive is much stronger than the female sex drive is, and they need so much communication. And I really struggled with that in my early years.
Mm-hmm.
And every now and again, my wife will remind me that I need to communicate a little more with her. So those are the two, because sometimes I was used to just getting up and going and doing it on my own without saying, hey, I'm doing this, I'm going to do that, because I felt like I could and I should be able to do that. But I had to learn that there was a family at the house that I needed to communicate my actions with. So the not being so physical, looking at the physical early on, and getting to know the whole person before you're just recognizing the physical.
Okay. All right. Good, solid, sound advice. And we give a big shout out to Pastor Fifi, your lovely, stunning, magnificent wife. And certainly we know she's played a huge role in you being a happily married man. Well, gentlemen, I have enjoyed you all. I think we probably need to do a follow-up a little bit later and get some questions, some more questions from our listeners. What do y'all think?
That's good.
Sure, that would be great.
All right. Well, we thank you so much. And appreciate you joining the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And we're going to go ahead and wrap up. And again, thank you so much for joining us.
I enjoyed it, Charvette. Please listen
again. Thank you, Charvette.
You are quite welcome. All right, ladies and gentlemen, guess what? That's going to wrap up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Check me out at www.mitchell-productions.com. See you next time.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.